Don't break your own money management rules, because if you do, there are generally some fairly big consequences. Let me discuss that and lots more with you right now. Hi Forex Traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and welcome along to my latest weekly video and podcast. Today is Friday, the 2nd of May 2014, and it's non-farm payroll or non-farm employment day today. So probably not expecting a great deal of price action right now through the Asian session, possibly not much in the European session until we get into the US session and that news release. On that subject, also just to let you know that the market right now is very, very quiet. It's not that easy to trade actually. And the reports that I've read is that a lot of pairs, for instance, the British pound, Japanese yen, which usually moves a lot. So a lot of pairs are at their lowest volume and the lowest daily range for 7 years. So if you're finding it tough right now, just hang in there and don't worry too much about it. A lot of it could be due to the market conditions. But another thing it could be is to do with the topic of this video and podcast. Don't break your money management rules, because if you do, the consequences are usually, they usually bite you actually, so they usually get you in the end. That's really important because I always have a rule for my own trading, and I suggest for my clients, look at trading with the same rule of no more than half of 1%, so 0.5% of your account on any one trade. And a problem that I find with a lot of people is they seem to think, well, because my account may be quite small, it means I can break that rule and risk a lot more. You see, if you've got an account of, let's say, $1,000, for example, that means you're risking only $5 per trade. It's still half of 1%. A lot of people think, well, that's just silly, I can't make money on that. Or, look, it's only $5, therefore I'm going to go and risk $50. I'm quite happy to risk $50 on this one trade. The problem being is it doesn't teach you discipline. It doesn't teach you about good, accurate money management. You see, if you're risking $50 on a $1,000 account, instead of 0.5%, you're actually risking 5% on that one trade, which is far too much. And it's important to get into a routine and a discipline and treat your account, regardless of its size, as if it were a huge account. Treat it as a professional trader would. You see, a lot of people don't realize that the way and the reason why people end up being professional traders and fund managers and things like that and remain in the markets for over 10 years like I have is because I don't break those rules. And I do treat my trading seriously, and I do treat it as a professional. So if your account is $1,000, risk $5. If your account's, let's say, $10,000, risk $50 per trade. If your account's $100,000, risk $500 per trade. It's the same risk. And what that does, it gets you into the good discipline and good understanding of money management and risk. So I just want to put that point across there. Don't say, look, I've just got a small account. I can afford to lose some money. I'm going to risk, you know, $50 or $500 if my account's only $1,000. It's not the way for longevity within the forex market. Gets you into a very bad state of mind also. So take that on board and absorb it, because it's a very valuable piece of information that can really help you. The other thing I want to talk about is taking your time with your trading. Take your time on a day-to-day basis, but also an advice I give to a lot of my clients is take your time going through the course. You see, I get some people come to me, and generally they don't end up being clients, and that's fine, and it's probably a good thing. And they say to me, look, Andrew, I need to make X number of dollars, or my account's only this size, and I need to make, you know, a living from trading. The problem is that it's highly unlikely you are going to make a living from trading if you've got a $5,000 or $10,000 account, but making enough money to live on for today. It's also very dangerous to actually try and make a living from your trading initially. Give you a couple examples, actually. People I've been talking to this week. A gentleman called Bruce down in Christchurch in the South Island of New Zealand here. He phoned me up a couple of days ago. He's been a client for just over a year. And he said, Andrew, I've taken my time. I'm still on a demo. But since December, I'm up 63% on my demo account by trading at half of 1% risk per trade. So it's an enormous achievement. Yes, it's on demo, but the good thing that he's doing is his demo account started at $10,000. Because he is looking at opening a live account very soon now with $10,000. So he's been treating his demo as if it were live. Sure, it doesn't have the exact psychological effects, you know, the money management and the, not so much the money management, but, you know, the sort of fear and the greed doesn't come into it because it's a demo. But he's been really conscious on keeping that account like it were a real account. But the great thing is he's taken his time. He's had 6 or 7 months with my system to work it out, to take his time to develop his style on it, his take on it, learn it. And then the last, say, what, 5 months now from December to April, he's up 63% by keeping his risk low, high reward to risk trades. He's now happy and comfortable to go live. And really, in theory, there should be nothing he needs to change. Now, you imagine if he, in the next 5 months, if he goes live, he makes 63% as well. Going to be one very happy person. But it's just taking him like a year, year and a half by that time to get to there. That's fine. But it's far better than people rushing in trying to, you know, double their account in the first week and make a fortune and then blow everything. So I'd rather that happen. Second example, a gentleman called Lincoln over in the US. Lincoln also took a little while to get going, several months in fact, but he sent me a lot of emails over the last few months of just really good trades. Now, he likes trading just the Euro-Yen. That's his choice, and it suits him. He understands the pair. He trades mostly 5 and 15 minute charts. Now, he sent me some trades, and I've seen the trades. I've seen his account to prove not only the setups, but showing them on his account. One day last week, he took 4 trades on the 5 minute charts on the Euro Yen. He lost one and was profitable on the other 3. He made 4.25% on his account by risking half of 1% on each of those 4 trades. So he had a maximum risk over all 4 trades that were all taken on the same day of 2% of his account. So 4 trades, half a percent each, 2% risk. He ended up making 4.5% return. And it's just phenomenal when people are doing that. And so, again, the lesson is obviously control risk, high risk to reward that I've talked about many times, and also take your time. Now, Lincoln took several months to get going. It's fine. He's sought my help. He's been on my webinars. But he's now really flying and doing extremely well. So 2 really good success stories there. Last thing I want to talk about. The 5th birthday offer that I'm holding is live between the 5th and 9th of May. So by the time you're watching this, that's probably going to be live for you. If you haven't taken my course and you are thinking of it, this is going to be the best time in terms of the price ever in the last 5 years since I started to take advantage of joining. So I've now taught clients in over 48 countries around the world in the last 5 years, some of them live in person, more recently on the video course. So just a really great success from the company, and it's due to I put a lot of effort in to make the trading work for my clients. The system and the strategy itself is quite logical. There's a lot of support and backup help there. And, you know, for people that are just turn their trading around, I should say, it's just very gratifying for me. It's really pleasing. And of course, for them, yes, they've invested some money in their education, and now they're making money back in return by themselves from trading Forex, which at the end of the day, that's what they joined for. And so it's just a 5-day promotion. It's there for you to take advantage of if you'd like to. That's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed this webinar and video and podcast. There's some really valuable information there. Take it away, digest it, re-watch it, re-listen to it, and ask me any questions that you have. So this is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. I look forward to bringing you more information this time next week.